We're going to move on to the fifth art of spiritual conversations today, loving. And when we talk about loving, we're talking about letting your relationship with God overflow to people around you so that you can see them with God's eyes. And first, I just want to highlight the fact that we're talking about overflowing. We've talked about overflowing in our church before. In Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul says that God has lavished his riches of grace upon us. And so that when we make ourselves available to him, despite our failings, God just pours out his love and fills us to overflowing. Wendy loves to describe this or envision this as God pours out his love is like Niagara Falls pouring over us. His love is so great. He just continues to pour it out and there's no end to it. So we're free to just give it out and let it flow out of us to other people. Now, when we talk about loving, in one sense, love is the foundation for everything that we do. When Jesus said the greatest command that covers all of God's laws is to love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And the second command is to love your neighbor as yourself. We also read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 about love. This is the famous love chapter. You've probably heard it quoted at many weddings where Paul describes what love is. But before he gives that description, this is what he says in verses 1 through 3. He says, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but I have not love, I have nothing. If I give all I have away, and if I deliver my body up to be burned, but I have not love, I gain nothing. In so many ways, as we think about what it means to live for God, we see this truth that Paul describes here, that without love, we have nothing. If love is not our motive, then nothing we do is worthwhile for the Lord. So as Christians, love first for God and then for other people is meant to be the primary motive in all that we do. But when we talk about love as a spiritual art or an art of spiritual conversations, we're talking about demonstrating love for someone in tangible ways as a way to develop and build a meaningful relationship with them. And I see two ways of practicing this art that I want to share with you this morning. The first is what we often think about when we think about sharing God's love with people. We think about giving some tangible expression to love. We give them something, we say something, we show them some way that they are loved in a way that catches their attention and lets them know that you care about them. And of course, there's a wide range of possibilities. You can let your just use your imagination to figure out all kinds of ways to show tangible expressions of love to people. But there are a few things you want to keep in mind as you do that. And the first is that we need to recognize that people experience love in different ways. There's really not going to be one size fits all thing that you can do. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to just do this for everyone to show them love, because some people just won't see it as loving. So you have to figure out how a person feels love for it to be effective. We also need to consider that some people are going to find God's love too overwhelming. You think about that Niagara Falls of love pouring over them. Sometimes we as Christians, we're so excited and so anxious to let people know we're loved. We just overwhelm them with way more than they can handle. We don't want to scare people off. We don't want to make them suspicious of us. And so as you can already see, it takes some ongoing prayer and discernment to think about, well, how do I express love effectively to someone? We need to use those other spiritual, those arts that we talked about, through noticing them, through praying for them, listening to them, asking them good questions. We can start to figure out what's going on in this person's life, what are things that we can help with, how can we express love to them. So all these things work together, and we can be effective in the way that we share love with people. We also want to keep in mind that our motive behind this or who we're doing this for. We're doing it for God and not for ourselves, because sometimes you're going to express love to someone and they're not going to receive it well. They're not going to respond in the way that you expect them to. But we need to remember that we're not doing it for our own sake. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus said, love your enemies and do good, and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. So the great reward for loving even your enemies, for doing good, for lending to others, is this relationship that you do for that you build with God, and the glory that goes to him for his sake. We want to do things without expecting anything in return. God shows kindness even to the ungrateful and even to the evil. And we want to just continue to pour that love into them and let God work through those expressions. Let him do the work and not worry about what comes back to us. And then there's the second aspect of sharing love that I wanted to share with you this morning. We can love others well by asking God to change our perception of them. It's so easy for us to get frustrated with people, to think that they are annoying or dumb or irritating, and we just don't want anything to do with them. We tend to define people according to our own negative judgments of them a lot of times, or the ways that their behaviors are affecting us. But remember, Jesus said in John 15, 12 through 13, to love one another as he loved us. And greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down their life for his friends. One big way that we can lay down our lives for someone is to sacrifice our own personal negative perceptions and judgments of them. And that begins with earnestly praying to God that he would help us to see other people differently, to see them the way that God sees them. We know that regardless of how a person is living their life today, regardless of what they currently believe, all people were made in the image of God, and they are capable of faith and obedience to Jesus. They are capable of loving and serving other people. Now, they do need to make a decision about how they're going to live, and that's their own choice to make. But for our part, we want to do all we can to leave doors open, to allow people to come to know the Lord and to experience his love. We want to invite them to embrace who God is and who God made them to be, and not contribute to any kind of negative self-perceptions that may lead them to embrace a lie that they are not worthy of God's love or that they are incapable of good. Very often, that is what holds people back, that they simply believe that they're not worthy of it. So we want to make sure that we, by our own perceptions, don't leave them in that trap. We've actually been conditioned, I think, in our culture to view generosity and compassion in a way that sends this message to people. The message is that you are not capable of helping yourself. You need me to take care of you and to fulfill your needs. The classic example of this, honestly, is the way our government has responded in relief efforts over this COVID crisis. Now, this is not a political statement or any kind of judgment of our leaders. This is just where we are as a culture today. The immediate response is to give a bunch of money away. Here, let me give you money to get you out of your trouble. It was easy for our government to make that decision. That's the largest expenditure in the entire U.S. history, and that was only the first round, because our culture thinks about generosity in terms of, here, let me give you something. Let me give you gifts to help you take care of yourself. But you're saying, let me take care of you. So the message that's sent in that way of thinking is, here I am, you poor, incapable person. Let me take care of you. Let me fulfill your needs, and let me decide how it needs to be taken care of. And that method leads people to depend on you, the giver, all the more, because those resources only last for a certain amount of time, and they're going to have to come back and ask for more because you've already told them that they can't take care of themselves. And all of this tells the receiver that you are not capable, you're not able to learn, you're not able to struggle through and persevere. You're not able to innovate and create. You are incapable. But we want to point people to God and not to us. And we want them to know who God created them to be and just unleash them to live their life fully for him. We want them to discover what a valuable person God created them to be. And so when our expressions of love need to help promote that idea, when we demonstrate, or we demonstrate love to people when we first develop that kind of attitude toward them, when we know that they were created in God's image, they are valuable and they are capable of serving God. So when we begin with that attitude toward all people, we help equip them with tools and knowledge. We give them encouragement and accountability that helps them rise up from whatever challenges they might be facing, to set their eyes on Jesus, not on us, and learn how to grow and persevere and live by faith in him. So again, we love people well when we first ask God to help us to see them in the way God sees them. And then from there, help them see themselves in the way that God sees them. So those are my thoughts on how we can develop the art of loving. Let's close in prayer and then take some time to talk about it and to share what's going on in our lives. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I do, first of all, just pray that you help us to see people with your eyes, to have a heart like you do for others. Help us to be motivated by love in all that we do, Lord. I pray that you give each one of us some specific opportunities to reach out to someone this week, to give them some tangible expression of love as we've noticed and listened and prayed for them, to help them know of your great love. Lord, we so want people around us to know you and to discover who you created them to be. Help us to be a church that lifts people up and equips them to love and serve you with their lives. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.